How can one maximize the rewards on the day of Arafat without performing Hajj?
Non-pilgrims can maximize the rewards on the day of Arafat by fasting, making sincere du'as, engaging in extra prayers, reciting the Quran, and seeking forgiveness from Allah.
Why is the day of Arafat called the day of forgiveness?
The day of Arafat is called the day of forgiveness because Allah descends to the nearest heaven and forgives the sins of those standing at Arafat and those who seek forgiveness sincerely.
How does the day of Arafat relate to the completion of Hajj rituals?
The day of Arafat is a central part of the Hajj rituals. Pilgrims standing at Arafat from noon until sunset is considered the pinnacle of Hajj, without which the pilgrimage is incomplete.
What is the significance of Mount Arafat in Islamic history?
Mount Arafat holds significant historical and spiritual importance as the place where Prophet Muhammad delivered his farewell sermon, and it is believed to be where Adam and Eve were reunited on earth.
How can one reflect on the teachings of the farewell sermon on the day of Arafat?
One can reflect on the teachings of the farewell sermon by studying its key messages of justice, equality, human rights, and moral conduct, and by applying these principles in daily life.